Oliver Callan on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by It's For Women. You are not 9 to 5 and neither are we. Conveniently open online 365 days per year, 24 hours per day.
Good day to you all. It's Oliver back on the air till 10. It is now Thursday, the 5th of December, 2024. Is it really? Less than 3 weeks to go now, boys and girls. So tell me things, please, on the usual messaging formats in the usual way. The WhatsApp is 087-032-32-32. And the text messaging service is 51551. Texts and WhatsApps, they get parity of esteem on this programme. And also the emails for longer dispatches, oliver@rte.ie. And away we go. Thank you, by the way, to Brendan Courtney. You did such a lovely job doing the business on this programme for the last couple of days. It feels like I was only here a minute ago, but I was off doing telly work and Callan's kicks and things in the election. Basically, those of us who've worked right through the last week, through election weekend and everything, kind of feeling a little concussed at the moment, going, did the thing happen? And is it done now? Where's all the drama and things? There was a bit of drama here and there, but I don't know. It's a fog of election. Yeah. But it's an election-free zone once again. Not because there's any demand or rule, just because I just don't want to talk about it anymore. Callan's Kicks, by the way, is back again tomorrow, so I'll be doing that business as ever. Now, today's show, back to here. One of the people we are most proud of in Monaghan is on the show this morning. I'm very, very excited to meet Charlene McKenna. New mum, very, very busy actor. And she's going to be here with Mr. Aaron McCusker, who you know extremely well as well, star of Shameless, tons of things. Remember, he was Jim Hutton, Freddie's boyfriend in Bohemian Rhapsody. Very busy actor as well. And they're going to be in a major play that is coming to Ireland at last. It's The Ferryman. It's set in the border region, I think in the 70s. And it includes the stories of the disappeared, which is very much in the news at the moment, particularly for those of us from Monaghan. And Aaron is from Maramá himself. This is a very well cast play and they know what they're doing. It's going to be in the Gaiety from January. You'll want to know all about it and you want to hop onto that very quickly. And also we're going to talk to a woman who has an incredible, another Irish woman doing extraordinary things around the place. She has made the BBC 100 Women 2024 list, an extremely globally prestigious list. And I won't tell you too much about it, actually, because she'd be very good at telling her own story. Extraordinary woman. I've been indulging in her TikToks and she's just one of the wow people. So looking forward to meeting all of them today. Now, in your family WhatsApp groups and things like that, you're probably getting all the Spotify Wrapped. It's Spotify Wrapped season, even though it always comes early. You know, it's like word of the year is the early December. It's like the rest of December just written off. All the music you listen to, all the movies. No. And everyone is sharing what their things are and what they're most listened to. So Spotify have now released globally what people have listened to worldwide. It'll probably match a lot of people in this country as well. Taylor Swift, once again, I presume last year, it's Taylor Swift is the most streamed artist. But Sabrina Carpenter is actually the most streamed song, Espresso. And although I suppose if you're a new mother, it's probably some bizarre lullaby thing or random. I know someone who Batman was the main theme. The Batman theme from the 60s, that has to be a kind of a toddler calming device that was used most stream songs of the year. It kind of tells you about it herself. I find out nothing from my own Spotify because the husband, Mr. Lennon, has taken it over. So it's just Taylor Swift all the way down. But actually, Hozier would feature in a lot of people's Spotify Wrapped in Ireland and globally. I'm glad to say he is there at number 7, Too Sweet, which wasn't even in the album, but is the thing that got him into the US Billboard charts. So probably no surprise, but it's just lovely to see an Irish artist so high up, because this is globally among all the different language speakers of the world. So anyway, Sabrina Carpenter has won the whole thing with songs, in terms of songs I'm saying. Beautiful Things by Benson Boone is number 2, and Billie Eilish, Birds of a Feather, number 3. We'll take her as well, because she's very clearly Billie Eilish is her name, and the fact that she knows how to pronounce Eilish is very much to her credit. And her brother's called Finn, who co-writes all the songs. And they're Connells, are they? O'Connells or Connells? I can never remember, but there's a very strong Irish connection there. In terms of most streamed artists, Hozier doesn't make it into that one because the song was just so huge. Okay, so you got The Weeknd second. I'm surprised to see The Weeknd. There was new music this year. Bad Bunny is usually there. lots of Latino music. Drake, Billie Eilish is number five on that list. Kanye West is actually on that list, which I think is a bit of a surprise. So there you go. Now we're into the festive season. Yes, we are. And apparently this is the weekend where decorations go up in private homes. We know retail do it at the minute. Halloween's barely over. And some people just are so overwhelmed by retail and ads and so on. They just go in, fall in line and put up the trees already in November. But most people won't do it until this very weekend, the 8th of December. Being the most common, well, that weekend, which is now Sunday. Sunday is the most popular day for putting up your Christmas tree and letting Christmas take over your home and your heart, indeed. But it's also the start of the rowing season as well. The famously joyous job is a beautiful thing to do, but it descends into family arguments for 41% of people. Okay, well, not most people. 41% of people will have a good old row this week about, I told you we should have got a real tree. Look at the state of that thing. It didn't fold properly. Who put this away? Where is that? That's broken now. I'm just tired. I've worked all week. I'm not doing it. Did you wash that wall? Those kind of things will be going on. 38% of parents secretly redecorate the tree once they've had let the kids have a go. They just put it on there. Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah, that lovely glass thing that cost €100 from your grand. Yeah, that's just hanging down. Yeah, and I can see when the tree starts to wilt, that's going to be on the floor. Yeah, yeah. Oh, that's lovely. Great job. Round of applause. Yeah, yeah. Is he gone? Yeah, throw chocolate over there. Run into that corner. Yeah. And then we'll just do it ourselves. That goes on. 38% of parents. Well done. And yes, okay. This is a satisfaction rating now for the angel on the top of the tree. The angel has now fallen to just 30% of audiences favour angel on the top of the tree. That shows the increasing paganism, I think, of the world right now. Plain gold or silver baubles, 29%. Oh, I'm glad to see they're falling because that's kind of their trendy decorations. No room for trendy. Christmas is not classy. Thank you very much. And plain white fairy lights, 26%. Oh, I thought, okay. Oh, the coloured ones. Coloured ones are just going. Oh, no. The plain white are ahead of coloured. Okay, yeah. 26% for favour of those. They have to be warm white, though. Cool white. No. That's for a kind of late night bar or something. No, it has to be warm white. 24 something something. The electrical people will know. 2400 something. There's a kind of a metric there that will tell you. One of my favourite people in the world is a fellow called William Hansen, who has been telling us how to do etiquette. Now, he's an English fellow, so there's a lot of very English things because, as you know, England is divided by how they eat peas on a fork. And because essentially table etiquette at Christmas is us pretending to be English or aspiring to be, treading carefully here, there's a whole thing here by lovely William Hansen, manners expert, on how to eat peas with a knife and fork when you're in gentrified company. So lots of them will eat off the side of your forks. You're kind of scooping them in, although you're keeping the fork in the left hand, even if you're right-handed. But that means that your arm has to come out, you see, and your elbow is now extended. This is a dreadful faux pas at around Christmas time. You can't spear the peas because you can't get enough in. So what you have to do, Mr. William Hansen says, the correct way to eat peas is to push them onto the fork so your elbows stay tucked in. So use your knife, you're tucking them in. Get mashed potato if there's anything there, or if your stuffing is buttery enough. If it's not buttery enough and it's kind of dry and falling around the place, just scowl at whoever has made the dinner. And then, yeah, just put the peas into the mash and away you go. If you've got a roast potato, make sure you're cutting that up, get the mash out of it and use it like glue, and that helps. You could turn this whole thing into a Christmas game, how to eat peas while your elbows are tucked in. Or you'll just do what we all do in the end. Ultimately, 5 hours later, there's a bowl of peas and you're now eating them with a spoon and going, yes, how am I hungry? Why am I hungry? I've just eaten 5,000 calories. Will I do the unpleasant American stuff that's going on? It feels strange after Christmas, doesn't it? But anyway, do you know what? No, we won't. We won't do that because I watched clip of Elf this morning that got me very excited for Christmas, because this was a brilliant suggestion of a tune which is not Christmas but Christmas adjacent still. Thank you, team, for minding everything. And I'm giddy. I'm picturing Buddy the Elf in New York. Remember when he goes into New York for the first time and he's all excited and he does the hop, he jumps through the zebra crossing, he starts eating chewing gum from the subway railings. It's like free candy. He's taking flyers for people. He thinks he sees Santa Claus. It's just a joyous thing. He goes in and congratulates the rundown cafe for having the world's best coffee. Elf. And this is the tune that greets him into Christmas. And we're nearly there, friends. Good morning. Happy Thursday, whatever day this is.
time it rains, it rains.